The Committee of the California Legislature hears testimony today on musicians' contracts with record labels. Witnesses at the hearing include Don Henley of the Eagles and Courtney Love of the band Hole. Both have sharply criticized record companies' standard practices as unfair to musicians. The hearing takes place as several high-profile artists, including Love, are battling their labels in court. Last week, the Dixie Chicks sued their label, Sony, for fraud and racketeering. They say the label owes them more than $4 million in royalties. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Technically speaking, today's hearing before California's Select Committee on the Entertainment Industry is about a narrow provision of state law, specifically Section 2855 of the California Labor Code. It sets a 7-year limit on the terms of contracts for personal services, including those with performers, artists, and athletes. It's been on the books in one form or another since the mid-1800s, but it's been known as the Olivia de Havilland Law since the late 1940s. Kevin Murray is a Democratic state senator from Los Angeles and the chair of the Select Committee.
Olivia de Havilland was the first legal case which tested it, where she was contracted to Paramount Pictures for an extended period of time, and she sued to get out of that contract, and she used this 7-year rule as the reason, and she won. It was the beginning of the breakup of the studio system.
After de Havilland's victory, Murray says, actors and directors could sign contracts for one film at a time with whomever they wanted. That's exactly the system that Courtney Love, for one, has said she'd like to see take hold in the record industry. The problem is that Section 2855 of the California Labor Code spells out exactly one special case: the record industry. Musicians can leave their contracts after 7 years under the law, but if at that point they still owe their labels one or more records, those record companies can collect damages. Musicians who are critical of the record industry exemption say it basically deprives them of the rights that free agent athletes and film stars have. Representatives of the record companies say their industry just doesn't compare to Hollywood.
In the motion picture industry, when they promote a motion picture, not the actor.
Kerry Sherman is general counsel of the label's trade group, the Recording Industry Association of America.
Recording companies invest in artists, not albums. They basically make their business in promoting and marketing the music of an artist and creating a name, reputation, and image for that artist that gives value that that artist will be able to capitalize on in terms of touring, merchandising, publishing royalties, endorsements.
Sherman says that because record labels invest so much money in artists' careers, the industry needs its exception to the de Havilland Law. This is where today's hearing is likely to get into topics beyond 7-year limits on contracts. Musicians say it's their money that record companies invest in career building. For example, if a label buys a magazine ad touting an artist's record or makes a $1 million music video, the artists have to pay back most of those investments with royalties that will come in later. Meanwhile, artists say record companies lose track of earnings and enforce contract terms that chip into the 10-15% royalty rate that contracts specify. Guitarist, singer, and songwriter Roger McGuinn told the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee last year that he'd earned next to nothing on recordings he made with the Byrds.
When you sign a contract that says you're going to get 15%, there are ways the record companies have of not paying these royalties. In my experience, even though we've had number one hits with Mr. Tambourine Man and Turn, 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 I saw nothing but the advance, which was divided five ways. It was only a few $1,000s apiece.
In their lawsuit against Sony, the Dixie Chicks accused the label of deliberately hiding royalties. Neither the band nor Sony would comment for this story. Many recording artists and their attorneys say these problems stem from the fact that labels have far more bargaining power than artists who are signing their first record deals. Kerry Sherman of the Recording Industry Association says any artists who aren't receiving their fair share of royalties should lay the blame for that at the feet of their lawyers.
It's pretty standard in the industry to renegotiate deals when the artist has achieved some success. So even if the record company might be in a better bargaining position at the beginning of a contract, as soon as an artist shows some success, the contracts are renegotiated and all sorts of better terms are given.
These disputes are likely to go on through the autumn. California State Senator Kevin Murray says his Select Committee will hold hearings on a range of music industry issues, and members of the U.S. Congress say they'll likely hold hearings of their own on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, the Dixie Chicks lawsuit against Sony will start its way through the courts, while a hearing is scheduled for tomorrow in Courtney Love's suit against her label, Universal. Rick Carr, NPR News.